1, 2, 3, ho!
Hey, here we go, here's the podcast. Hey, here we go, I was there. Ho, ho, ho! Do less guest, here we go! Hard to believe that was our first take doing that, huh?
Yeah, did you know I can play the harmonica?
No, but my dad can randomly play the harmonica. Really? Did you guys learn together?
I can't play it.
Oh.
What's funny about a harmonica is, so it's like, you can't hit a bad note.
Because
like,
they're all notes.
This is the key of C, and they're all notes. So you really didn't. It sounded legit, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that didn't really.
That's really nice. Next time I'm having trouble falling asleep, I'm just going to Google harmonica.
So this is a funny story about this. I found that I've got this. My senior, a very much Trey thing to do is to be like, all in on something for 3 months and then move on.
Yeah.
So senior year of high school, I got the idea for whatever reason. I'm going to be a harmonicist.
Sure. Yeah.
My parents got me one of these. I watched all sorts of videos and then quickly learned, oh, this is going to be hard to perfect.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Because I watched a guy, you can like play. Oh, that's horrible. Oh, there you go. So you have to work on hitting like only the note because you can just go. That's like three of them. But then the one is like, and blowing in and sucking out are two different notes. But then you can like do something weird with your breath, where like you go down like a half note, and it's like you can create 10 holes in and out, and all half notes. You can make like 30, 40 plus notes. And I was like, all right, this is annoying.
Wow.
And then yeah, once I was clueless, and now I know like just a little bit about music. I'm like, oh yeah, this is just you can't make a bad note. You can just like. I feel like any dude you've seen like in a country song, just like harmonica break, and there's like they're just like going ham on it. It sounds fine because it's doing in the right key. Yeah,
yeah.
So that's I'm going to the lake this weekend with some friends. So in high school, we'd be hanging, and you know we were very bored. We didn't do anything, so we'd just be like chilling at the park, and I just whip this out.
Do you guys want me to?
And they'd be like, shut up. So I'm just gonna whip this out, man. And I'm going to be chilling with the lake this weekend. We'll be sitting like this, just under the stars, maybe the campfire. And then there'll be a lull in the conversation. And all of a sudden, you'll just hear.
I think you need to learn one song on the harmonica. Learn one song.
There it is.
And break it out, like, at the campfire. And then, like, I think the first time you kind of be like, that was actually kind of sick.
Right.
And then, like, let's hear something else. Yeah. And then you just play the same song again.
I shouldn't.
Yeah, no.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Okay, see, I can't.
Sounds beautiful. The song I've heard my dad play, let's see if you can do it, because it's got to be easy, because the triplets are not. It's When the Saints Go Marching In, so. Oh, when the Saints.
When the Saints.
Nice.
Remix.
Woo!
Oh, when the Saints go marching in.
Hey, here we go.
Oh, when the Saints go marching in. But it's just, as long as, so you can fake anything if I just do I learned the fancy, like.
Yeah, get the hand moving.
All right, we're done. Everyone stopped listening.
For a few minutes. We're done with that.
This is good. Episode 8. Thank
I'm impressed
you guys.
You're able to play it. You got a little mucus
dude,
in
allergies,
your face.
Allergies, Louise.
Allergies, Louise.
I awoke to sneezing at like 2 a.m. It was brutal.
It's amazing.
It might be partly because Kate and I have been doing a weird thing where I had an old air conditioning window AC unit because we're in the heat of summer, baby. I love it. It's 95. But I've always liked to sleep cold, and it's amazing how much heat is added to the bed when there's another human in it.
Katie?
I want to make sure you're talking about Katie. I mean, last night.
Usually.
Cool. And then, yeah, sometimes I rotate with one of my buddies.
It's all good. Either way, it's hot.
Yeah. Either way, a lot of warmth. And I was like, I'll just put this in there. And last time we slept out on it at 62.
Whoa. That's frigid, dude.
It might be part of my problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's just like, we saw, I want the winter blankets, and then there's another person in there. So I'm like, I got to bump this thing down.
Hmm.
So we, you know, that marriage probs, got to work these things out. What's the temp?
Just don't sleep when it's, don't have it be 62 degrees.
Yeah. But the allergies, man, I'm out here struggling. Which is bad. I'm glad that didn't happen 2 months ago. Like if this was happening, I'd be like, I have Corona, I'm dying.
Yeah.
But now, like, I for sure have allergies, and we just went to Chipotle, and I was like, I'm sure people were like,
allergies are weirdly annoying. Like there's so many more sicknesses that are worse for you and that feel worse. Allergies are like when it's like slightly raining. It's just like a minor inconvenience. Like true. I wish it was better.
Yeah. This allergies are like, kind of like the pimples you get when you hit puberty, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I got to put up with this for a few days. And it's, people are going to look at me different, but it just happens.
Maybe like your uncle comes to town just for the weekend
it's not the worst.
And he's big on like hugging you. You're like, this is fine. You're a nice guy.
Do you have a creepy uncle?
No. Really? I know I insinuated that.
Do you have an Uncle Steve?
I have a dad Steve. So he is an Uncle Steve. Yeah, dad Steve. You got something against Steve?
I feel like this could be a fun social media challenge. He plays the harmonica. I have an Uncle Steve, and I feel like everyone I know has an Uncle Steve.
My cousin has an Uncle Steve.
Yeah. So I feel like it'd be a fun challenge. Like, is someone in the older generation of your family named Steve? I feel like every white person.
Wait, sorry. I just remembered. Grandma's brother. So who is that to me? Uncle?
Your grandma's brother?
Yeah.
Great uncle.
I have a great uncle Steve. Forgot
see,
about
see,
that.
See?
That's amazing.
We were talking, Katie and I were talking about names, so we know we're having more friends have kids and they're naming them. I've gone on enough about this, but they're naming them horrible things. Do you have any friends who have kids? Do they have the name of normal stuff?
I got normal friend kids right now.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had one of my closest friends. He's like, yeah, his second child's due very soon. He's like, yeah, we're gonna name him Paxton. I was like, oh, he's like, go ahead. Make fun of you, because he's like, no, I'm not gonna make fun of you. My best friend, to your face, your kid's name. You can name him whatever you want, but I'm glad you know deep down that it upsets me. Yes.
Paxton's at least a name I've heard before.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
The X's get me. I don't know. And it's, we were just talking about all of our like great parents and great grandparents' names. Like, what are your great and great parents' names?
We got Jim, Sharon, Dave, Pearline.
There it is.
Yeah.
Pearline.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. My great grandpa's name was Elmo.
Elmo?
Elmo. Elmo Kennedy, dude. So that, what? I guess. No. That was a normal name. The puppet like kind of took it and ruined it. I think maybe similar was like Kermit. I think Kermit was a pretty normal name.
Is that your other great grandpa's name?
Yeah.
Great grandpa Kermit.
Yeah. And then my other. I had two gay grandpas, Bert and Ernie.
I don't know how I'm here.
Yeah. And no, I think, you know, like what's the name? What's a name in our generation that some fictional character has taken and ruined?
Soldier Boy.
So, yeah.
That used to be such a pretty name.
SpongeBob. Like,
it's great.
Great uncle's name.
Sandy Cheeks.
Yeah. But
there's got to be an example. Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Maybe like Arthur, kind of. That's one example.
Harry Potter, Harry. Harry might be, but I don't know. Like what's
Tupac?
A, yeah, no, he's real. He is real. He's alive.
He's in Israel.
He's in Israel. Israel. You ever thought about how, if that's my new thing, if anyone's like, well, are you sure Christian is real? Israel.
Where did it come from?
It's probably in the name. Israel. Think about that.
I'm trying to think of how to put Jerusalem in a sentence. I'll stick with Israel. But Jerusalem.
I mean,
it doesn't fit. Nah.
Serene. It's serene.
It's serene.
Yeah, so not. There's got to be. What's the biggest fictional characters of our time? Harry Potter. Bob the Builder. Franklin the Turtle. Winnie the Pooh.
Rattling these off so Winnie fast. The Pooh.
Come on.
Dora.
Dora.
Got one for the Spanish speakers out there.
The Explorer. No more Doras, I guess. No more. We haven't had an icon like Elmo, though.
Elmo's big.
This is a shame.
Do you think your great-grandpa ever uttered the words, tickle me, Elmo? Or sorry, did you ever say that to him? Or vice versa?
That's actually a long Kennedy. It's that lawsuit's gone on for generations.
Because really,
that was kind of my great grandpa's thing. He'd be like, "Elmo's here. I'm gonna tickle you," and we'd all go, "Tickle me, Elmo."
Cool.
And then it showed up one day, and we're like, "Oh no, that's ours." So we're still in talks with Disney.
And trying to get some like money from
Disney,
that.
Right? It is.
Yes, it is.
Disney's nuts.
How did that tradition get started in your family?
Well, Bert and Ernie were gay. So Elmo.
I don't need to say
more. Elmo was the brother, and he just don't know. Tickle me, Elmo. Dude. Oh,
gosh. Elmo, I'm Elmo.
That's pretty good, man. We don't have that anymore. Did you watch The Magic Couch?
No.
Was that what it's called? No, The Big Comfy Couch. The Big Comfy Couch.
And harmonica girl, or no involved?
No. Well, let me remember. The Big Comfy Couch. Ha, ha. The Big Comfy Couch. That didn't work at all. I need to find the right key there.
Pew, pew, pew.
Let me find my key. The Big Comfy Couch. Wow, that made a difference. You didn't? It was a show, I think, of PBS or something, where it's just a girl. She's like, "Welcome to my big comfy couch." She was on a huge couch, and she would like go skiing down the arms of her couch, and she would find like entire people in her couch.
Oh, it's like a imagination kind of thing. Yeah. Huh.
No, it was real.
Israel? No, it was Nazareth.
Yeah, and she found Jesus in that couch. Oh, under the third cushion.
That's
Holy Trinity.
On the third day, I checked the cushion.
Yeah, on the third day, the third cushion.
That's special.
I watched. I'm going to grab my Chipotle drink. I forgot it.
Okay, I watched. As far as PBS programming goes, I was a Zoom guy. Go on and Zoom. Go on and Zoom. They had
What's Zoom?
It was just this show of children, just being so wacky. I don't really remember much. They would do like some arts and crafts. They would do some cooking. They had Ubby Dubby, that language.
Ubby Dubby. Now, how does that go?
It didn't make any sense. Ubby Dubby, Ubby Dubby. It's like, we're speaking Ubby Dubby. It was stupid.
It was on what channel? PBS?
PBS, I'm pretty sure.
What does PBS stand for?
Public Broadcasting.
Stupid.
That's all I got. Just Public Broadcasting.
So that was your main show?
That was my big PBS show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe we watched such different shows.
Did you see SpongeBob's gay?
I did see that. Why did they think we needed a sexuality for the sponge?
Well, maybe I'm wrong here, but Nickelodeon just kind of put out like, we here at Nickelodeon support Pride Month or whatever.
Okay.
And it was just kind of like, it just showed a few of their like flagship shows. So it was just like, it was a clip of SpongeBob and some unrelated clip where he was like, I think maybe... Imagination. Remember that famous? It's like a meme where you just like, it's a rainbow and then like another character. And then it was like, they just announced SpongeBob's gay. And I was like, did they? I don't know if they fully did.
Oh, they didn't actually.
They're just like, we here at Nickelodeon support it. And I don't.
Oh.
And of course they didn't follow up like, hey, he's not. They're probably just like, we don't. I feel like they were just trying to support. And they're like, oh man, they ran with that one. But it was funny to see like, y'all really didn't think it was. Because there was rumors of that for years.
So it wasn't like Nickelodeon put out a statement. Like, everyone's been asking.
No, it was just kind of...
like inferred.
Inferred and ran with. But it was just funny because SpongeBob's great because there's so much adult humor hidden in there that kids don't get. But, like, you can appreciate. And, yeah, there's just a lot of, like, funny moments. He's like, I like Squidward a lot. But
I
love SpongeBob. It was my favorite show growing up. That was the main one.
I didn't watch SpongeBob ever, so we have no TV shows to talk about.
Why?
I don't know. For one, we didn't get cable until I was like in high school, and by that point, I was not.
Was that a weird
SpongeBobbing anymore?
Is that a weird like shelter thing, or just like you guys literally didn't have access to it, or?
I think it was didn't feel like we needed it kind of thing. So out on the farm. Jake's playing his baseballs, basketballs, football. Caitlin's doing her gymnastics
harmonica
and her softball.
Under the stars.
We got a little, when the Saints go marching in, what more do you need?
Yeah, that's a good point. No, we were faithful SpongeBob watchers. Some great stuff. Yeah, we have nothing to talk about.
Can't talk about TV shows.
Rocket Power.
I don't know.
What was your... Okay, what about this? Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes.
Like come home from school. So that was like what, our middle school, high school days.
Yeah.
The reruns every day after school, 5 p.m., 5:30 at Back to Back Raymond episodes.
Yeah. Both those shows were great.
I think it was Raymond was 4 to 5 and King of Kings was 5 to 6. And a lot of times I sit there for 2 hours and watch all those.
Yeah.
Oh, they're the best.
I would watch those a lot. Wheel of Fortune also would come on like right during dinner time. Wheel of Fortune came on at like 6.
Okay. Ooh, big Price is Right, Price is Right guy.
Yes.
That's still going, right?
Yeah. Drew Carey.
Drew Carey.
Big microphone still.
Yeah. They had a... Yeah, I remember doing the Showcase Showdowns. I was weirdly good at it. I was like 14. I'm surely just making stuff up in my
head. I know how much an RV costs.
Oh, jet skis? Yeah. $6,000. Oh, wow. I have a jet ski story.
Okay.
You ever ridden jet ski?
I rode one once in a different country. They didn't need to see any kind of identification. They're like, $20? It's all yours.
I haven't been on one since this happened, and I'm scared to. So I grew up going to the lake, so I was... We had a Wave Runner jet ski
that's awesome.
I ran. Yeah, it was great. And so, you know, it's probably been 5+ years since I've really rode a jet ski. Ridden? That's not a word.
Ridened
a jet ski, Israel. And I hop on it with a buddy. We went to a friend's lake house. They have 2 jet skis. Me and a buddy hop on. So I'm like, I'm going to hot dog this thing. And the jet ski, like, sprouts up like a tail in the back.
When you say I'm going to hot dog this thing, I truly don't know what you mean.
Just wait.
Okay.
it like shoots up a big stream in the back.
So
my dad would always do this, and I like learn how to do it. Where like, if you're on the dock or you're near the land, you just
give him a splish
donut
splash.
That thing, cool. And it would spray the tail up, and you'd be like, "Oh, Dad!"
I think I know where this is going.
So we were both on it. I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna get him." Jet skis don't turn unless you're accelerating.
Gotta keep the throttle down.
Which I guess I forgot, which is pathetic. And I get up next to him, and it just keeps going straight. So I'm like, "Oh crap!" To avoid murdering my friend, I floored it to like turn at the last second, and I like clipped the front of them, and I knocked the side of your mirror off and scraped it up, and I don't these are not mine. And it was it's just, though, I hate those moments where you're just like, oh my god, I just want to like go sink to the bottom of the lake. I have to go back to these people that I don't know that well. It's like my friend's parents,
and tell them that you were a bad boy.
And of course it's my buddy, it's like one of my most kind friends. He's like, it was my fault too. I was like, no it wasn't.
Let me take the blame.
No, it wasn't. And they were so nice about it, and I was like, yeah, it was just very embarrassing. And I was like, it's not like a car. It's like, we can take it to the jet ski body shop. It's just kind of like,
this is gonna be broken.
Yeah.
Now that's a bummer. We'll always think of you every time we ride this. How broken it is.
I haven't rode one since.
Have you ever ridden one in the ocean?
No, that sounds a little gnarly.
Awesome. So that's the only time I've ever driven a jet ski. Okay. It was in Trinidad and Tobago.
Nice.
And they let me just drive one for 30 minutes in the ocean.
Trinidad and Tobago. That's, it's over by Papua New Guinea, right?
It's, no. Not even in the slightest bit.
Why have you been there?
Mission trip, like, oh, 5 nice. Years ago or so.
Oh, you, what?
It was kind of a jet ski ministry.
Yeah, what service was provided with the jet ski?
Oh, well, it was a lot of planting seeds. You know, fruit will come years from now, I'm sure.
For sure.
Dude, but yeah, and the ocean was nuts.
Let's talk about that. So I've never done a mission trip. I've never went to a, because I was growing up in that, where everyone around was doing that. Truth be told, I didn't do it because I was painfully shy and I like never wanted to leave my house.
Yeah.
Which I still kind of don't. So that's great. But and I get it now, but it's so annoying when people are like, yeah, we're going to Africa. And they send letters to like my parents and everyone like, could you give me $100? We're trying to raise like $4,000 to go to Africa. Mm-hmm. I had a friend once, dude. They went to Africa, not even like it wasn't like an organized thing. It's like they knew like a church there. So it was like a self-prescribed mission trip. We're like, we're just going to go over there and like spend time there and help them.
Okay.
Can you pay for it? And it works. I'm like, absolutely not. I won't. I remember they were like trying to raise it, and people were like, that's so nice. Then I'm like, they're just going to go over there and hang out? I'm not paying for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And then you see them, like, photos of them riding an elephant. I'm like, all right.
Did I pay for this?
Yeah. No.
No.
Oh, it was so funny to hear my parents. Yeah, what's his name? Send us a letter for that. We go to his dad, to the doctor. He probably makes $500,000 a year. Screw that kid. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... Mission trips is a whole different realm, and I feel like short-term mission trips are...
I'm going on a trip. I'm trying to go on a beach trip with friends soon. I'm going to send out letters to all of my parents' friends.
Yeah, I think so.
Could you pay for this?
Hey.
When I'm there, I'm going to be really nice to people.
And I'll send you a letter letting you know I made it to Bora Bora. I made it safely.
Made it. The luxury Airbnb we're staying at, we're gonna wash the sheets.
Yeah.
We're gonna make sure it's nice for the next patron. We're gonna paint the deck.
Our second servant is a little rude, yeah. But overall it's been great.
Yeah, we're gonna be really nice to the chef who caters.
And
we're gonna cook for us. We're gonna, since Mr. Trips are going in and like taking work from people who need those kind of manual labor jobs, we're gonna cook ourselves.
Oh, good for you.
Instead of hiring a chef.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, so that's the mission.
I will give you however much money you want.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
But I'm really antsy to get out of the country. At least get out of somewhere, yeah.
Where you want to go?
On a flight. Dude, I've discovered this pro tip. I think this might be an Airbnb company. I don't know. Luxuryretreats.com.
Never heard of it.
A friend told me about it. It's awesome because they have these massive homes that are like, you know, they look like crazy, like I could never afford type homes. But, you know, it'll be $1,500 a night, but you can put 20 people in it.
Yeah.
So it's not bad at all. Yeah. If you can like get a really big crew, you get this, you can go to Cabo and get this crazy beachfront property that has a pool. And you're like, oh, it looks like we're in an episode of Entourage. But no, it's pretty affordable.
That's cool.
So that's kind of what I want to do. Yeah.
I had a friend whose mom worked in real estate in Cabo and wanted a video to try and sell her property. And I was so fired up, and I was like, oh, and I'll probably need some on-camera talent. You know, I was just going to hire my friends to just go to Cabo for like a weekend. And like, it still hasn't happened. I'm still holding out.
What's the listing? Is it some crazy house?
Yeah, it's like a $2 or $3 million house in Cabo. Like, dude, and
not to one-up you, but here we go. Austin Mills.
Yeah.
This is that influencer dude. He's everywhere. Anyways, he knows a bunch of like
everyone.
Famous people because his mom is like one of the top real estate agents in the country or something.
She's in Beverly Hills.
So she had a $60 million listing in Cancun.
Wow.
$60
million. It's like Epstein level.
It was like 30,000 square feet.
Wow.
28 bedrooms. And he was trying to put together like, hey, I'm going to get together all my like famous and rich friends to like come hang out. And the whole shtick was like, yeah, makes sense. Come here. I'll have all these influencers and then like famous like models and athletes come and they'll like they can collaborate on content and then it'll like give the listing a lot of good publicity.
Okay.
Which I think it was all a bogus kind of creative way for him as a smaller influencer to just like collab with a bunch of big
just ride the coattails of
and I was like
people.
This was years ago where I was like I had nothing going on, like I'd be down to hang out at this house.
I'm free.
But it never worked, I think. And then I heard some weird people were going. And then I was very naive, but I think it was quickly becoming like a very kind of LA, like drugs and crazy experience where I probably would have been appalled when I arrived. I was like, I've never left Oklahoma. And they're like doing hard drugs. So it didn't happen, but.
What? There is so much powdered sugar.
Yeah.
In Cancun. Oh my gosh.
Ooh. I'm watching my figure. So.
No, thanks.
But yeah, I'm can't wait to get on a flight again. Which we're going to Nashville in like a month ish. We gotta get this figured out. But doing a live stream. I know I've told a lot of Dulles guests that's maybe happening. It 99% is happening. So July 30th.
A lot of percentages.
We're gonna announce it probably in the next 2 weeks. A one night live stream special. It'll be $10. And it's just we're going to Nashville because they have this. There's a studio there that's like fitted for this kind of like high end, high production live stream. So I'll do kind of like a show. It'll be different from the Are You For Real tour, but hopefully a fun night for people to just like tune in and enjoy themselves.
Yeah. We're excited.
It's going to be sick.
Get to get on an airplane. Get to tell new jokes. Get to hear people laugh.
And then, yeah, the great part, I don't know if any Dulles guests are in Nashville, but we're allowed to have like, it'll be a live stream, so like no matter where you are, you can watch it. But we're gonna have 25 in-house guests. So, any Nashville Dulles guest, hit me up. But it's gonna be making these videos and podcasts in the comfort of our home is a great thing. But I'm very excited to go do something else.
Yeah, see people and hear a laugh.
Yeah,
audibly.
I feel when I have like 25 of my people in there and like. Say the first joke and they laugh, it's just gonna be like Well, hopefully they laugh.
But what if they don't?
I'm going to really tank fast. So I would just leave on the live stream then.
Maybe we have a second set of 25.
Well, you're gonna host, and you're like, hey guys, just so you know, I'm literally going to have you say this, which will be smart for all of us.
I can't wait.
Because he'll like lean it. But I think you should. I think it makes sense. This is what they do in any live type thing. It's like, okay, hey guys, thank you for being here. But like part of your role is like we know you're going to laugh already, Hope, but like laugh as hard as you've ever laughed. That's what they do, right?
Really?
Have you ever been to like Jimmy Fallon or anything like that? They literally like cue you like clap, laugh, da da da. You didn't know that? You did not know that?
I mean, how would I know that?
I thought everyone knew that. Yeah, so when you go to like a live audience, Ellen and then this, like, they'll be like, all right, guys, we're in a commercial. Like, literally don't say anything. Don't move. And they're like, three, two, big applause. And then they'll like cue. They'll like cue your laughs.
Yeah. I guess I knew about the cue cards of like clap or like silence or whatever. Yeah.
I was thinking, have you seen any of the late night shows? It's recording. I check every time. This one, we're 26 minutes in. We're recording. The late night shows now without the live audience, and it's just on their camera, and you kind of start to realize, like, this isn't as good or as funny as I thought.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen the YouTube videos of The Big Bang Theory with no laugh track? It is brutal, dude. Really? It's so bad. It is not a funny show.
I think that's part of why was The Office the first show that did, like, no laugh track well?
I think it was definitely one of the first ones, as far as I know. Like, they did a lot of things first. I mean, they had like 20 writers, which like no one did, and they had like a mockumentary style, and
a lot of the actors were the writers, which was like revolutionary. The when you are like Friends without a laugh track, it just becomes really interesting.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they laugh at us.
Yeah. But no, that'll. Yeah, I can't wait. That should be a lot of fun. And then also, I'm gonna I need to see if he's texting me back. I'm texting my merch guy. And we're going to do some Do Less God Bless masks.
Oh, nice.
We are. What do you think about that?
I think
masks are clearly going to be a thing that like we are encouraged and in some places have to wear for the next year.
Are you thinking like a WWE, like a wrestler's mask or like a Halloween mask? Or what did you have in mind?
I just stopped myself from making a certain joke. No, just a normal mask. I can't think of another joke.
Okay. Phantom of the Opera could be cool. Half face.
It's like the Screamo mask with like the fake blood you could like pump through as a kid. Remember those? Like
no. Pump.
It was like the Screamo mask and it'd be this like thing filled with fake blood and you pumped it would like circulate it around the mouth.
Cool.
It was pretty killer.
Cool. Sweet. So Do Less God Bless.
Do Less God Bless masks are coming.
Masks.
Trying to make some women's tees for the first time. Some women's tanks, maybe.
I was...
Finally. Yeah, it's always been unisex. The girl's been asked for a long time. I'm finally like...
And I was always kind of pestering you. Yeah. I wanted a woman's tee.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you never know.
It just, you know, yeah, like, I wanted to fit a little different.
When I'm getting into bed with another human, it's hot in there. And when it's not Katie, I want a woman.
I assume the
when
role.
It's, when it's you, I
want to be in a woman's tee.
I'm going to turn it up to 82 and put on that women's tee.
That's cool.
That'll be good. That will be good. And while we're on the announcement train, Jake and I are going to start the Do Less God Bless podcast.
Boom!
We're all in on the podcast game, dude.
Yeah. We're excited.
Correct Opinions isn't going anywhere. That's happening every Wednesday. The Do Less Guest podcast isn't going anywhere. It's every Thursday. You know that. And we're going to make the Do Less Get God Bless podcast with Trey and Jake every Friday.
Yes. So.
Because I do the Correct Opinions and I have you on sometimes. And when I want to do this like bonus podcast for the true top fans, I was like, I can't. Correct Opinions is so fun, but I can't talk by myself for hours all week. So I was like, come do this. And then this is fun. I was like, and people like to hear Jake on Correct Opinions. I was like, well, let's just do another podcast.
So we're just going to do another podcast.
Yep. So
it's easy.
Very exciting. That should, in the next month, we should get episode one up.
Yeah. Sometime in July. I think it'll be a thing.
Yep.
I'm
going to launch a new like YouTube channel, Trey Kennedy Studios, where both podcasts will live, video form, and this will, Do Less podcast will still come as well. Moving to the new house in the next couple months, new studio, new podcast, we're living life.
So many things.
Pumped about it.
Yeah, you guys are going to have a lot to consume. We got Correct Opinions on Wednesdays, Do Less Guest podcast on Thursdays.
Do Less God Bless
podcast on Fridays.
We're still making videos.
Videos.
We got a live stream. We're, yeah. That's it.
That's it.
Cool. Merch.
Don't watch anything else.
Yeah.
Unless it's us. And watching your Do Less God Bless masks.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you know what the masks are going to look like? Like design wise?
I don't. I'm going to hit them up right now. Maybe I can get it before we go off the air. We're live.
Yeah, we're live.
Just keep me updated. Okay, let's do another version of Triplet Trey's top three.
Triple Trey.
Triple Trey. The Triplet Trey top three.
Sibbity-doo.
Let me give me a key again. The Triplet Trey top three. Smells.
Best smells. Top three smells. Top
three smells. You want to go first or me?
I would like to start with my favorite smell, which is the scent right after you blow out a candle. So not during candle, post candle. Wow. I love that smell. Really? I don't know what to call it, but whatever that is.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
Like this extinguished wick.
Extinguished wick.
Wow.
Is okay. My favorite smell. I love it.
So you just get up there and huff that thing, you blow
yeah.
it out.
Yeah.
Oh, can't be.
You good. Know what smell I'm talking about, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm a big candle guy. Huge.
Like when they're lit.
Or when they're not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But a different smell.
I've become a big post poopy, you know, the sprays, they don't cut anymore. Those just kind of make it worse.
Yeah, they don't.
But if you light a candle, then you blow it out. Light a candle, light up before you drop your drawers, light the candle. You do your thing, you finish, blow out the candle. So the good smell's been existing in the room.
Okay.
And then the extinguished wick smell
kind of
overcomes
like...
and it does, it works, dude.
There's like a Devo in this.
Yep.
Somewhere.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna need that. I could have written down like, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally for the yeah. order of operations there, but I think I'm following.
So yeah, I think in the our when we move on the main bathroom that all guests will use, I'll have a typed kind of like before you drop your drawers, light the candle, enjoy poo, and then blow out candle post poo.
And like matches are on your left. We've yep. got lighters on the right, whatever you prefer. Candles right here in the middle.
Yep.
Got vanilla bean.
Bidet attachment, toilet paper.
It's going to be a nice wipes. Bathroom. We might do the episodes in the yeah. bathroom because it'd be yeah. so nice in there.
Yeah, we might. That probably is the right thing to do.
All right. What's one of your favorite smells? Top three.
Top three smells. So we're doing like best. So when I say top three smells, I'm not necessarily going with smell I go after the most, but a smell that I do get on my way to smell, which is really bizarre. And I think people, I'm kind of nervous to say that.
Yeah, me too.
But when you clip your toenails.
Okay.
When you clip your toenails, there's a certain smell they have.
This is weird.
That I've whiffed once, and every time I kind of whiff it now.
What is
there's a smelling? Weird I don't know. It doesn't smell good.
But it's because it's your own. But it smells good.
You know, the Do Less guests, they get to know me on here. So
yeah, I'd say
that's my truth, and I'm gonna stick with that.
So it's like once they've kind of been cut off, then their smell appears.
Well, you have to get the gunk in the corners of your big toe.
Is it just the smell of your feet that you like?
No, I don't like it. Don't misquote me, Jake. I never said I liked it.
Like, kind of seems like you do. I said
I'm intrigued by it.
Okay.
That's what I want to be quoted on that. I want to move on to your number two.
I don't think it's actually the smell of your toenails being cut. I think it's just your feet.
No. It's the gunk underneath the toenails, okay? Is that what you want me to say? I have a bad habit of...
It's the undergunk.
That's one of the biggest things Katie's had to get on me about, where my feet are always cold, and I always have socks on.
I always
think I forget, and I get lazy, and I have a bad habit of letting my toenails become swords.
Who cares?
Yeah, they're fine. It's good to grow them out. Let them.
You can swim faster. You got like fins, basically.
If they're not curling, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, curls for the girls.
Curls for the girls
on your toes.
Yep.
Gosh, that's good. Okay, the undergunk. You guys are learning a lot about Trey on this podcast.
Mm.
My second favorite smell is probably the smell of one of my old dogs. The smell of my dog Cookie. I love the way she smelled.
Yeah, she smelled kind of bad, but in a good way.
No, it's just good. Just good she smelling
smells,
fur.
She smells good?
Right back here. Like right where it's like really nice to pet. So soft. Okay. I just right shut my nose in
right
there.
Right where a lot of people like would pet? Right where a lot of people's like undernail gunk would be?
Yeah. Probably correlated.
So, yeah.
Definitely Thank correlated.
You. That makes me feel better.
But yeah, Cookie was good dog and yeah, smelled great.
Wow.
Good personality.
That's good.
I've got her ashes in here.
Nice.
Yeah, kind of keep her with
Wait,
me.
Wait, what? So she's dead?
Yes.
Or
yes.
You just like maybe took a paw and cremated it. So yeah, she's dead. So you smell her ashes or you just miss the smell?
Yeah, I can still remember what she used to smell like.
Sure, sure.
Actually not sure if she's dead. My parents said she went to go live on a farm. So
yeah, they shot her.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you grow up in the type of, like, if we put the dog down, we just go out back and shoot her and bury her? Is that the cow you grew up in?
We actually never got to that point because when we lived out on the farm, we also lived right off the highway. So dogs were ending their own life on accident before they...
Like, that happened how many times?
3.
Was it traumatizing?
Yeah.
Like, what age did it happen and how did you react?
This is, like, between ages, like, 10 and 15. Lost 3 dogs to the road.
Did you see the remains?
One time. It sucked. It sucked, dude. I don't even like thinking about it.
Oh,
it was bad.
Because when I was 10, my dog died just of natural causes. And I was like, Toby!
Are you sure?
Toby! No, I shot him. accidentally. BB gun. No.
It was a natural bullet.
It was actually... That was horrible. I've never... Just like seeing this dog... He's just falling apart. He was old. And he like tried to get up and he just like fall over. You're like... Oh.
I bet he did not smell good.
Oh.
Maybe it did, though. Well, I was just about to answer your question and be like, no, I wasn't traumatized by it. But then I just had this weird flashback literally just now to, I think, Buddy and Scooter had both died by this point. So getting a little decent.
Buddy and Scooter? Were those your gay grandparents?
Yes. Yeah, so Buddy Grandpa Buddy, we just went to his funeral and I was actually pallbearer for Grandpa Scooter.
Yep.
But...
They put him in the same coffin.
Well, Scooter was fun to be a pallbearer for because he was on wheels. So I just scooted him down.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, it was like a bobsled team.
Right.
But I ran and then hopped in the casket with him and rolled it out. Still with Scooter.
Come on. Turn around the corner. We're at the corner, Scooter. Boom. Come on.
Wow, that went off the rails.
Oh.
Literally. But I remember watching Emperor's New Groove, and there's a scene where Kuzco... is not the emperor anymore. He's in the jungle and he's like alone and he's sad. And then it starts raining. And I was like, oh my gosh. Lucky, we had such country dog names.
Lucky
is, I was watching that movie at my grandparents' house and Lucky was back home in Stratford all alone. I was like, it could be raining on Lucky right now. This is Lucky. I'm so sad. He's probably gonna be so sad. He's gonna run off down the road. He's gonna die. I'm crying. I'm bawling during Emperor's New Groove. So.
It's a tough memory. Hey, it's okay, man.
I just need to go smell some fingernails or something.
Goose goes poison. The poison. Goose goes poison. Scooter. Scooter and Buddy.
Scooter and Buddy.
And gay buddies.
Ride my scooter.
Scooter Buddy. Scooter Buddy's almost. Anyways. Number 2 smell for me. Ooh, I really want to. I'm debating a couple. I'm going to have to go with. Dude, I'm going to have to go with. Freshly cut grass.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got a... My grass looks great.
Do you mean like...
Yeah. So, freshly rolled grass. No. Freshly cut grass, man. I have this kid. Shout out Andres. He mows my lawn. He's
probably a two-less guest. What's up, Andres?
Yeah, I'm sure. He's a go-getter, man. My grass is very tall because I was like, I don't even have a lawnmower.
And if it's not curling, no problem.
He knocks on my door. He's like, hey, I'll mow your lawn. I was like, please. And he's done it ever since.
The only words you ever said to him were please.
Yeah.
please.
It's great. And so every Saturday, I walk out there. I'm like, like a real middle-aged white guy. Fresh lawn.
Saturdays nice. With Andres.
Yes.
Me gusta.
He does great. He does. I almost feel like he's cheating a little bit because he's like, it takes him 5 minutes because he has a fancy like standing, like it probably goes 20 miles an hour. I mean, he literally is done in 20 minutes.
Really?
Like, wow, he should be paid less, actually. he kind of Rickrolled me here. Good for him.
Yeah, it's interesting. You got to find that middle ground as like a any kind of service provider. You can't get too nice of equipment where you do your job extremely fast, because then people don't want to pay you very much.
I think there's truth to that. Like, okay, this took you 10 minutes, so.
I should start doing that with video editing. Hey, how much do you think for this project? I can have it for you by next month and then charge him more. Like, well, I mean, it's going to take the guy a month, so.
I don't know.
$50. He probably should charge that much. Yeah. I woke up, pause the smells real quick. I saw a sunrise this week. How cool is that?
Why are we up that early?
For a video shoot. I just remember that.
Sick.
I was droning a storage unit thing at sunrise.
I was up for sunrise lately, too.
Dude, it's sunrises are pleasant. Sweet. It's I want to do it more.
I was, because I had such severe heartburn, I had to go to a 24-hour Walgreens at 5:45. So a little bit different, a little more embarrassing.
So you've woken up from heartburn and from sneezing this week.
Yes. Yes.
You were going to go down just like Grandpa Skeeter did.
There's not a lot of... Yeah, I probably will. Not a lot more shameful than a 5:40 a.m. checkout of just a max strength Gas X. So that's...
It can't wait.
Yeah, that was... I felt like, you know, in the movies when like a guy is like has heartburn, he takes the pill, like in Dumb and Dumber, he takes the pill, and the second he takes the pill, he's like, ugh. And you're like, the pills don't work that fast. Why are they doing that? I did that.
Yeah.
I was like, but I just had, felt like I was like had a balloon about to pop in my chest, and I like popped two Jeez. Gas X and drinked water, and I was like, ugh. It was like 5:45 in Walgreens parking lot. Gosh. I mean, it's very embarrassing.
You look down and it's like, your shirt's ripped, and like, whose pants are these? Like, what have I been doing?
Oh, man.
It's Gas X's Snickers commercial. Yeah. You're not you when you're gassy.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks, Gas X.
Back to smells, the triple tray. My third one is probably the smell of like fresh bread, like being in like a bakery or a coffee shop where they make their own bread.
Yeah.
Just, I'll say it, I'm a yeasty boy. I'm a big fan of yeasties.
Yeah, sourdough. What's your top three breads, really quick?
I'm big on sourdough recently, actually.
Okay.
Roommate's girlfriend, I helped her move. In return, she gave me a loaf of that SD sourdough.
I love a good rye.
Nice.
I love a good rye.
Surprise, sourdough, white, and...
White.
French toast.
The sugary white Wonder Bread?
Yeah, dude. I buy Wonder Bread.
I haven't had that in too long.
Really?
It's
probably good for gas.
Never had a PBJ. I think I talked about this on Correct Opinions. Didn't have a PBJ until I was like 17. I almost like ran away from home.
Yeah.
Why haven't you fed me this before?
It's
incredible.
Yeah, I was on that episode. I remember that. That's crazy. Mom just kept it from you.
It's still a point of contention.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, my third favorite smell. I'm going to have to go with... I'm going to have to go with this. The bottom of a brand new basketball shoe.
Oh, yeah.
Just that clean kind of rubbery smell.
Dang it.
Honorable mention? You have an honorable mention.
Yeah.
What?
Baseball glove.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
That's definitely my top three. Get the bread out of
this podcast room. We have sound panels up in here, dude. We have sound panels up in here. It's kind of faded.
Sniff
But
them
they're
yet.
Made of, you know, I got them all shipped in, so they're all new, and they're like just, they have like a new car smell to them. I think it's just like made of wood and fabric, but when you walked in this room the first like month they were up, it just felt like a new
car. Is nice. New basketball shoes are also nice. I'm with you there. It's a good smell.
Yeah
I like I like basketball shoes. I mean, have you ever smelled new pickleball shoes though?
There's pickleball shoes,
actually. Yeah, so kind of joking, but
shoes?
Yeah, I went to Shields, and you know,
did
it's
you
like track and field. No. Well, I mean, I looked into it, but they're really expensive. I think they're just tennis shoes. Right. Play on the same surface.
There's no way.
But there's a label that said, you know, it says like track and field, football, basketball, pickleball.
Wow, yeah, they're just gouging, you know.
You know what shoes were in there? The dad shoes, the Air Monarchs. They were
got a pair. I need to wear them. I got a pair because I saw Travis Kelce. He's one of the top NFL players, and he's kind of known for just like he wears expensive like designer cool clothes. But I saw an interview where he had on the Monarchs with like probably like a Gucci sweatsuit, so it all looks
What
cool.
color were the Monarchs?
The classics.
Like the navy ones?
White and navy.
Yeah.
So I bought a pair, and yeah, it's like hard to believe how hideous they are. Put them on. They look like you're wearing it's like a filled in croc with the swoosh on it.
Yeah, it's
I mean,
like
they're monsters.
And the size and weight of a center block.
Yeah.
They're humongous.
Humongous.
Because you also bought them too because of that, it wasn't Father's Day, but it was something like that.
Dad video. But yeah, they're made for a a man who has flat feet and he's like 380 pounds just to club around in those.
Which is your typical pickleball athlete. Yeah, so that probably, makes sense. Yeah. But yeah, I don't have pickle shoes. Maybe someday.
That's great. Okay. I think that's a wrap on episode 8.
Glad we got to talk about our grandparents so much. This is good.
R.I.P. R.I.P. We love you, Grandpa and Grandpas.
Ooh, play us out with a little Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
Yeah, guys, for the grandpas.
For episode 8. Do less guess. You're the best. We'll hope you enjoyed those updates. We'll keep you updated. And
peace be with you.
Just sit there and enjoy this. Meditate. I will. Relax. You kind of hear it. That's it. Thank you, guys.
Let's go smell some toenails.
Yeah, peace.